USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia it sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs to our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre saying will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Pennsylvania Republican is reacting to President Biden's Thursday night primetime address.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the summer of love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media. And about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Death Valley, California may reach 127 degrees this weekend. Death Valley spokesman Abby Wine saying the high mountains trap the heat and sometimes even attract tourists.
Oh, I've never experienced 120. I've never experienced 125. It might be a record. It might be 130. And so people come because of that, which you might think it would be scare them away. It actually has the opposite effect.
She notes that they're concerned about tourists breaking down on back roads, adding that it's easy to miss signs of overheating or dehydration. Top Gun Maverick is breaking the United States record for digital sales in 1 week. That's according to Paramount, which released the film on digital on August 23rd. The film has brought in more than $1.4 billion from the worldwide box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.